If we were to visit Jerusalem, we could actually walk the path that Jesus took from the place he was condemned to where he died and was buried. We could stop along the way and see where he was whipped, where he fell, and finally was raised on the cross. This ancient prayer, the Way of the Cross, is our remembrance of the events of the last few hours of Jesus' life. Documented as early as the 4th century, people have been remembering the incredible sorrow, pain, and love that drove Jesus onto Calvary, where he died for us. Praying the Stations of the Cross is important because it is a journey that each of us walks throughout our life. We deal with pain, sorrow, and love all the time. Being a Christian and following Jesus doesn't mean that you won't have to deal with tough times or that you won't have your own crosses to carry. What it does mean is that you will have the strength and help to make it through tough times, and the help in carrying your crosses. As you experience this prayer today, listen and think about what you hear. Follow along the road and stop where Jesus stopped as he wearily and painfully walked to his death. Imagine what it was like for others on this journey and feel what they might have felt. But most of all, as you participate in the Way of the Cross, listen to what the voice of God is saying to you as you take this journey you'll never forget. We'll begin each station with this prayer. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. And you'll respond, "Praise to you, Savior of the world."
The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Luke chapter 22, verse 66 through 71. When day came, the council of elders of the people met, both chief priests and scribes, and they brought him before their Sanhedrin. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he replied to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question, you will not respond. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further need have we for this testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth. How do I go along with the crowd instead of standing up for what I believe in? When do I let others control my thinking because I want to be their friend? Would I have joined this crowd condemning Jesus? Lord, there were so many people willing to believe the lies told about you and go along with it. Please forgive me if I don't do what I know is right and I go along with the crowd. I'm sorry for the times I might have hurt others because of this. Give me strength to stand up for what I believe in."
The second station, Jesus accepts his cross. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
John chapter 19, verse 6, 15 through 17. When the chief priests and the guards saw Jesus, they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no guilt in him." They cried out, take him away, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. Lord, you were accused of something wrong and were forced to carry a huge, heavy cross to your death. How often do I get accused of things that I didn't do or which weren't my fault? How do I deal with things that aren't fair? Jesus, help me to be as courageous as you are. Show me how to stand up for truth. Help me to accept the burdens of my life like you accepted the burden of your cross.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What are some things that cause me to stumble and fall? How do I handle it when things get difficult for me? Do I just quit instead of giving up and going on? Jesus, even though you have been beaten, whipped, crowned with thorns, and given a heavy cross to carry, you got up when you fell. Inspire me, please, to get up when I fall.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his sorrowful mother. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
John chapter 19, verse 25. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Sometimes I forget the pain I bring to people who love me. Jesus, it must have been awful to look into your mother's eyes at such a terrible time as you persevered with your cross. Help me to remember how much love it takes to care for someone. Give me understanding when those who take care of me try to shield me from getting hurt. Help me to see their love and teach me to love this deeply too.
The fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Mark chapter 15, verse 21. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. Jesus, you accepted help when things were tough. How willing am I to let others help me, or do I see needing help as a sign of weakness? I can't go through life alone. I have to let people help me along the way, even people I may not know very well. Let me be strong in my weakness by trusting the hand that reaches out to me.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Veronica was one of the women who had followed Jesus, who understood who he was, who loved him. She suffers to see him suffer. Now, standing nearby, she sees his face. She sees it distraught, marred and covered with blood, yet ever meek and humble. Friends care, and their actions show it. Who are the Veronicas in my life? Have I thanked them? How willing am I to be a Veronica for those who are struggling? Jesus, help me to be willing to take the risk of helping someone who needs it. When I see someone struggling, give me the courage to help them in any way I can.
The seventh station, Jesus falls for the second time. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we may die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. How many times have I struggled and fallen again and again, even when others were helping me? What am I struggling with that wears me out, hurts me, and makes me want to give up? Jesus, sometimes I'm overwhelmed with life's hassles. I had hoped that following you would make the path easier, but I can see now that it wasn't easy for you either. When I get tired or disgusted and I fall again, remind me that you climbed back up on your feet and kept going.
The eighth station. Jesus speaks to the women of Jerusalem. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Luke chapter 23, verses 27 through 31. A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At the time, people will say to the mountains, 'Fall upon us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" When things are tough, sometimes all I think about is myself. But even in your pain, you put aside your own feelings and felt the love of others. Sometimes it is so easy to feel sorry for myself. I forget the many people who really love me. Jesus, when I am burdened, help me to be open to the love of others.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Who are the people who have shown me how to get back up and go on with life no matter how many times I fall? Jesus, it would have been so easy to give up here, but instead you got up again. Sometimes I feel like giving up too. I know the good news is that you are always with me and you keep reminding me about the people who have helped me along the way. Thanks for keeping them in my life. With their help and your help, Jesus, I will never give up.
The 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
John chapter 19, verses 23 through 24. The soldiers took Jesus' garments and made four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic. But his tunic was without seam, woven from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture. They parted my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did this. Embarrassment added to the pain. How do I react when I feel humiliated? Lord, even when they stripped you of your dignity, they couldn't take away the one thing that kept you going, your love for us. Help me to carry your love and respect on the inside, and to show that love and respect on the outside.
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 34. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Forgive them? How could you say that? Am I forgiving of those who hurt me? And what about the nails I drive into others? Jesus, you are always willing to forgive people, no matter how much they hurt you. Help me to choose not to hurt others and to learn your willingness to forgive those who hurt me.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Luke chapter 23, verses 44 through 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. You gave us everything. No one could have given more. Could I love like this if my life were on the line for someone else? Jesus, you went through pain and suffering beyond what I can imagine. When I am in pain, I know that you will be with me. Thank you for giving your life for me, for all of us. I want to be totally committed to loving others. Give me the courage to love like you, no matter what the cost.
The 13th station, Jesus is taken from the cross. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 45. When it was already evening, since it was the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council who was himself awaiting the kingdom of God, came and courageously went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked him if Jesus had already died. And when he learned of it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. How awful it must have been for your mother and your friends to have watched you die. Now your limp, broken body is taken down from the cross and laid in their arms. I can almost hear their cries as if they held you for the last time. How do I deal with the loss or death of someone I love? How do I grieve? Jesus, the feelings you give me are good. Help me to learn to be in touch with my feelings and to deal with them in an honest, healthy way. Help me to turn to you during the most painful and difficult times in my life. Help me to realize that because of your love for me, I never have to face anything alone.
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Praise to you, Savior of the world.
Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60. When it was evening, there came a rich man for Arimathea named Joseph, who was himself a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and Pilate ordered it to be handed over. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in clean linen and laid it in his new tomb that he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb and departed. Are there any relationships or loved ones I've had to bury? Am I able to say goodbye and let go while still keeping the good memories? I wonder what the disciples were thinking as they walked away from the grave. Maybe there was silence, or perhaps crying. Did they hold on to each other after they said goodbye and left you there? Think of the loneliness, emptiness, hopelessness. Jesus, even in the midst of pain and loss, let me never lose sight of hope. When it seems there is nothing else to hang on to, let me cling to hope and to the knowledge that in you there is eternal life.
Jesus, you walked and died on this way of the cross because you loved me more than life itself. Your body was beaten, bruised, and broken for me. You were laid in the tomb, but even death could not end your life. Your death and your resurrection give me hope and the belief that I too can deal with anything that life hands me, as long as you and I share the cross together. I do not stand alone. I know that your risen spirit lives within me and in those around me. Now I am your body here on earth. My arms are your arms, reaching out to others. Remembering the way you went to the cross gives me enough hope to get back up after falling, and the realization that, as I walk on my own way, you and others give me strength and walk with me.